The season of Lent is a purple season in the church, a penitential season where we both ponder and repent of our sins. Therefore, in many traditions, the Old Testament lesson for the first Sunday in Lent is the third chapter of Genesis, the fall into sin. The scene opens with the serpent, the devil, a fallen angel, confronting the woman God had created as a companion to Adam. Adam was with the woman, who was later named Eve, and did not intervene in the conversation. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" Here we run into the first problem. Is the Bible the word of God, or is the Bible the word of men that may contain some nuggets of truth? In other words, can we trust this account? Did God really say? We believe, teach, and confess that the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, and true Word of God. Although modern science disagrees with the biblical account of creation, it disagrees because modern science will not admit the possibility of the existence of God. Unfortunately, modern science cannot answer the question of why or how the universe came into being. This week we will look at Adam and Eve, their fall into sin, and what it means to us. May our Lord bless you this week as we ponder His loving response to our transgressions. Amen.